creeping, left its seeds while I was sleeping, and the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone, streets of cobblestone, neath the halo of a street lamp. I turned my collar to the cold and damp, when my eyes were stared by the flash of a neon light that split the night and touched the sound of silence. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices never share. No one did the sound of silence. Fool said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words like silent raindrops fell. The wells of silence, and the people bowed and prayed to the neon god they made, and the sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming, and the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls, the tenement halls, whispering the sounds of silence.
That was Simon and Garfunkel with what is a surprisingly loud song about silence. And this is CCD. I'm Charlie.
I'm Zach.
I ate too many snacks.
Chris ate too many snacks. But so today we're going to listen to songs with especially notable and good lyricism that one could verge on poetry. And while we're doing that, we're going to play a little game. You may have noticed, as I brought up, that we have paper and pens.
The readers at home did not notice. Oh man, my voice is terrible right now.
Well, it doesn't matter about your voice, because what we're going to be doing while the songs play is we're going to be writing poetry.
No, oh, beautiful. No, I hate this.
Oh, beautiful.
No.
Well, you write a poem about how much you hate this. So we're gonna start off just by immediately going to some more music. We're going to play Like a Rolling Stone by Bob Dylan. And we're going to write some poetry. Sound good, guys?
When will we be presenting these poems? Do we present them halfway through the show or at the end of the show?
I think we should write multiple poems.
And present them throughout the show.
Yeah, so we write a poem in the next 11 minutes over the course of the next two songs and present them after. And we do that with every music break.
I think that's fair.
Do you want a prompt, Chris?
A prompt would be nice.
As Chris sneezes and dabs.
However, I can work without a prompt.
Would you guys like prompts?
Can I get a prompt, and then if I dislike it, can I not use it?
Yeah, let's get a suggested prompt. There's nothing better than a good suggested prompt.
That I can use or not use at my level.
For example, showcase your nerdy side.
Your suggested prompt is an ode to autumn. Okay. Alternative prompt is an ode to Anthony Monica.
All right.
Either of those.
I can work with both of those.
Or whatever you want, because poetry is about, at the end of the day, creativity. And so we'll see how creative you are, Chris and Zachary. And in a moment, producer Danny, who's going to come up.
Of course,
while we start this music, and he'll write some poetry too.
If producer Danny actually comes, I will pay you both all of the money in my wallet.
Well, he just texted he just texted me that he's outside.
I refuse to believe that.
Yeah, he just said he's outside. Send a minion.
Well, I guess that's another surprise that we'll find out. But for now, as we take a break to write some poetry, this is "Like a Rolling Stone" by Bob Dylan, off the album Highway 61 Revisited.
Dressed so fine, threw the bumps of dime in your prime. Then you, people call, say beware doll, you're bound to fall. You thought they were all kidding you. You used to laugh about everybody that was hanging out. Seem so proud about having to be scrounging your next meal. How does it feel? How does it feel to be without a home? Like a complete unknown. But you know you only used to get juiced in it. Nobody's ever taught you how to live out on the street, and now you're gonna have to get used to it. You say you never compromise with the mystery tramp, but now you realize he's not selling it. As you stand to the vacuum of his eyes and say, do you want to make a deal? Let other people get your kicks for you. You used to ride on a chrome horse with your diplomat, who carried on his shoulder a Siamese cat. Ain't it hard when you discover that he really wasn't where it's at? After he took from you everything he could people and all the pretty people, they all drinking, thinking that they got it made. Exchanging all precious gifts, but you better take your diamond ring, you better pawn it, babe. You used to be so amused at Napoleon in rags and the language that he used. Go to him now, he calls you, you can't refuse. When you ain't got nothing, you got nothing to lose. Secrets to conceal. How does it feel? Ah, how does it feel to be on your own with no direction home, like a complete unknown?
Come back to haunt me. They haunt
That was Bruce Springsteen with The River. And we're back on CCD. And producer Danny is here as a guest host for today, aren't you, Danny?
Hello, hello.
Welcome back to the studio after what turned into a long summer hiatus, yes, rolling through all of September. So, has everyone... shut up, Zach. Has everyone written their poems?
Yes.
All right, we'll start with producer Danny. What is your poem's name?
My poem's name is Fish Buttons, and it was inspired by a strange dream I had last night. It begins, "The Trolley Man. Does he have a plan? I don't know. Stan."
That was beautiful.
Yes, thank you.
All right, Chris.
Mine is titled, "An Open Letter to Annoying First Years." Also, it's a haiku.
Ooh.
Travel in large groups. Be comfortable with yourself. Take it down a notch.
That was... You should post that in the class of 2019 group. Or class of 2020 group.
No, don't ever post anything.
Don't post anything in the class of 2019 group.
Class of 2019
is... Because then we'll say it's cultural appropriation that I'm writing a haiku or something.
True. The only thing
first free speech is dead at Tufts. Now this.
But was it ever alive?
That's a good question.
The hills are alive with the death of
with the death of free speech.
It's just a very loud death.
The hills are alive with nothing because free speech.
Yeah, Tony Monaco is disemboweling free speech on the press lawn.
I mean, he did 3 years ago. It's been dead for a long time.
No. But the thing is, he's still doing things to the corpse.
It's dead, yeah.
It's like Benito Mussolini's death, where he died, and then they just did all this stuff to him and then hung him up on a lamppost.
So talking about Tony Monaco doing things to people, this one is called Gifford House in Autumn.
Oh, no.
"I look through your windows in the dead of morning, when the crimson rays of sun blanket your green like the newly fallen leaves. If only I were there forever. Tony, take me back."
Very interesting.
Baby, come back.
All right.
You can blame it all on me.
Mine is entitled Autumn. Yeah, thanks. "Days of sweat and sprinklers gone, sweaters and bean boots emerge from their summer slumber to expose themselves to fresh, frigid elements. Complaints of cold kick around as academic apathy abounds. Midterm mayhem moves many to tears, stress, and extra eating. Pumpkin spice, hands in pockets, apple cider, apple everything. Dreams of snow yet to be nightmares, hopes for December presents and Thanksgiving turkey. Summer is back on a long vacation. Winter is just waking up. Spring is a glimmer in the season's eye, for autumn's time has fallen into place. Leaves change, then drop to the ground, for fall. Fall is now all around."
The Trolley Man. Does he have a plan? I don't know. Stan.
Is it yours has a repeat?
Hold on, Charlie, I'm going to give your poem a nice big A right at the top. There we go. You get a gold star. Look at that.
Does that mean
A plus?
Does that mean that I'm special?
Aww, it does.
Why did you put the December presents before the Thanksgiving turkey?
Because I thought of Thanksgiving turkey after.
Are you confused about how time works? Or?
I mean,
Maybe it's about how in autumn tofurkey.
The fact that is not included is offensive.
Well, that's just my position as a straight white man who's a carnivore.
And free speech is dead at Tufts.
Free speech is very dead at Tufts.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
An open letter to Jake Goldberg will be the title of my next poem.
Oh no.
Who is everyone's favorite poet?
Do you want the actual answer?
Yeah, I would actually.
Shel Silverstein.
That's respectable.
Such a good choice.
Nicolas Guillén.
What is where is he from?
Cuba.
The correct answer would be America, you insensitive racist.
First of all, he was the poet of the Cuban Revolution, and his stuff is very Marxist, but in a cool way.
That's fine.
But it's like kind of like a perspective of the Cuban Revolution that's like outside of an American perspective.
Interesting.
So it sees it as like an opportunity of hope and social justice and like yes we can esque Obama Nation stuff.
And his name was Guillén?
And Nicolas Guillén.
Nicolas Guillén. Okay.
So He also doesn't really write in English, so good luck.
You can find it in translation.
What?
You can find it in translation, and
it's
it just
really
won't be
not
very
as
good.
Pretty when it's translated.
Yeah, I figured. I guess I'll just have to learn Spanish.
Poetry
yeah.
doesn't really work when it's translated.
Yeah, no.
The
no.
word choice is just impeccable.
Okay.
And like, he also uses a lot of English transliterations, like ironically, but like not, like in Cuban Spanish, just like a lot of like words that are like. Basically, like a word for the aristocracy is el high life,
mm-hmm.
for example, like stuff like that.
Okay,
so
interesting.
It's just like it gets its beauty from the word choice and the way that it's and the way that equality is described in the 20th century. But
all
the
right.
fun answer is Dr. Seuss.
Okay, and Zach,
Blake, William Blake.
Okay, I would probably say one of the war poets, either Siegfried Sassoon or Wilfred Owen. Yeah.
Reasonable.
Cool. So anyone want to suggest a prompt for the next poem?
I have a question.
Yes?
Who's this Bob person that won a Nobel Prize?
Oh, Bob Dylan, who we just played, won the Nobel Prize for his poetry.
I don't know.
For poetic
a moment
expressions.
Again. We just played a Bob Dylan song, Chris.
I didn't know what it was.
It was like a Rolling Stone. Bow, bow,
also, congratulations bow, bow, bow. To Bob Dylan, I guess, for being a Nobel laureate now.
Yes, congratulations to...
For some reason.
Yeah. To Bob Dylan. In the meantime, anyone with a prompt for the next
We
poem?
Would also like to invite Bob Dylan to come
about.
On the show.
Yeah. And Howie Kerr.
You already know what to write about?
Oh, yes.
Okay, great. So we'll just play some more music and write another poem. This is going to be our brick segment of the show. The first song is Really Don't Mind / See There a Sun Is Born, which is the first part of the 44-minute epic poem set to music by Jethro Tull, Thick as a Brick, and that'll be followed up by Ben Folds with his song about his girlfriend getting an abortion in high school, Brick. Here's Jethro Tull now.
Really don't mind if you sit this one out. My words but a whisper, your deafness a shout. I may make you feel, but I can't make you think. Your sperm's in the gutter, your love's in the sink. So you ride yourselves over the fields, and you make all your animal deals, and your wise men don't know how it feels to be thick as a brick. Castle virtues are all swept away in the tidal destruction, the moral melee. The elastic retreat rings the close of play as the last wave uncovers the newfangled way. But your new shoes are worn at the heels, and your suntan does rapidly peel, and your wise men don't know how it feels to be thick as a brick. Far away, I'm a bad dream that I just had the day. And you shake your head, you said it's a shame. Spin me back down the years and the days of my youth. Draw the lace and black curtains and shut out the whole truth. Spin me down the long ages, let them sing the song. Seat is freezing, the world is sleeping. I am numb. Up the stairs to her apartment, she is balled up on the couch. Mom and dad down to Charlotte, they're not home to find us out. And we drive, now that I've found someone, I'm feeling more alone than I ever have before. She's a brick in
That was Brick by Ben Folds Five off of the album also called Brick about masonry. And we have more poetry, don't we? So let's start Producer Danny again.
My poem has no name.
Ooh.
It's like a horse with
That's very artsy.
You know, I've been through the desert on a horse with no name.
Hold on. So I have some thoughts about America's song Horse with No Name.
Yeah.
Why does no one ever think to name the horse? Like, is the name not having a name? Is the name just like a space or something? Because like the guy could be riding through the desert and he could be like, okay, horse, your name's Joey.
You know, at the risk of bringing up probably one of my favorite Rolling Stones song, perhaps it's a wild horse.
Or, you know how, have you guys seen Pokemon ever?
Yeah, of course.
You know how their names are their animal?
So his name's Horse?
His name's Horse.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or,
but then wouldn't he have a name?
No, well,
maybe his name is no
you
name.
Can name them, but you're allowed to not, and then you can just call it by its animal name.
Or maybe he's like trying to point up the superficiality of names, you know, and that we're trying to provide names to these animals, these wild beings that are beyond our comprehension.
I guess we'll have to do horses without names next week.
Mm-hmm.
Is Benghazi Gate?
Oh no!
Yeah. All right, Danny, your poem.
This is my poem with no name. The haunting house beneath the trees, their sturdy branches whispering in the breeze. I watch them quiver, then I shiver, then I sneeze. My work here is done. Waiter, check please. Finn, drops mic.
It's the English major way.
Realize this mic is attached to a thingy.
Mine also does not have a title. If you live in the Tufts area, you'll probably get it. Okay. The walk sign is on. Walk sign is on. Get moving. The walk sign is on.
I actually have two poems.
Yeah, that was deep, Chris.
My first poem is called the Why Not Cover Your Computer Camera PSA.
American.
If you have a computer with a webcam and you don't use it, why not cover the camera up with a piece of opaque tape?
The Russians are watching.
In addition to government programs Trump is watching, there's plenty of other malware and viruses that can hijack the computer's camera to spy on you. So if you don't use it, consider covering it up. A message in the public interest from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. She didn't cover anything up. Those were not work-related.
We're not going to talk about that. Thank you for the paranoid service announcement, Zach.
Thank you. You know, Mark Zuckerberg actually covers his computer camera because Mark Zuckerberg is a privacy nut.
Because people would spy on Mark Zuckerberg.
I would spy on Mark Zuckerberg. What do rich people do in their free time?
Mark Zuckerberg also, him and his wife bought property in Hawaii, and they built a wall around the perimeter of their property, but like 10 feet in, right? So that no one can spy on them. But the wall obscures the view of literally all of his neighbors. And they like tried to like file a lawsuit against him and stuff. And it just didn't go through because he didn't build it on the perimeter of his property. He built it like 20 feet in. like he's like super secure about this. Anyway, here's my actual poem.
Wait. I have a related fun fact.
Yes,
about
please.
That. Okay, do you know Tiara?
You've told me about Tiara, and I think we know her.
Do you know Tiara?
No.
Okay. She, like, lived in our building last year, but her elementary school science teacher was Mark Zuckerberg's wife.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Huh.
She's actually a really nice woman.
I don't know anything about her. I know she speaks Mandarin.
An ode to Jake Goldberg.
Oh, no.
Free speech is dead at Tufts.
Oh, geez.
I haven't heard from it in days. I need to be the hero that free speech needs and deserves. Free speech has been disemboweled and left in the street to die. Free speech is bleeding out. My God, we have to save her. F this sexual assault BS. My friend is dying. Jesus Christ, who cares about sexual harassment? My God, we're losing her. I'm watching my lover die. What's wrong with you people?
That was, I have to speak out. CCD does not condone nor endorse Zachary's views
or free speech.
And if one does not feel that free speech is dead at Tufts, then they are welcome to have that view, and we encourage a dialogue.
We just have a
perspective.
We have a rogue host here.
Should I cut him off?
For the record,
no, he did it in poetry, so we're fine.
My mom just texted me saying, "Why is free speech dead?" It's an inside joke, Mom. I'm saying things that I don't believe.
Oh yeah. For people who do not know that free speech is dead at Tufts, it's fine. We're used to it.
We're figuring it out. We're trying to.
We're trying to get through. We held the funeral last week.
One or two annoying people as the star of the
show. Just don't try to talk on Facebook.
Yeah, just don't try to talk on Facebook.
Okay, I wrote a poem called Youth, which is a throwback to my angsty poems of middle school. Everyone,
is that what the whole title is called?
No, but it could be a subtitle if you want it to be. Everyone always says childhood is the best part of your life, so don't waste it. Then they say the same about your years of college. Don't waste that either. What they don't say, though, is how to make the most of it, to succeed, to thrive. Just be yourself, live in the moment, do fun things. But how? What? We seem to be in the equivalent of the wave pool of life, the mortal water side. But no one's told us how to swim or how to ride, so we have to figure it out. Or risk falling off the slide, drowning in the pool, getting lost at sea. Some survive, some thrive, learning, growing, living. Some don't learn, some don't live. It's the reality that everyone places into being. So it goes.
Whoa, I think we just watched a Disney Channel original movie.
No, there wasn't enough Zac Efron in there.
I think we just watched...
I think we just watched
Read It and Weep starring Kay Panabaker.
Don't know who that is.
I'm sad that you remember that.
I had to Google her name. I remember her last name was Panabaker because she's sisters with one of the stars on The Flash. But
that's still pretty bad. All right, let's go into some... more legit poetry. This is, rather than like lyrics to a song, this is actual just poetry in a song. This is Allen Ginsberg wrote what is the equivalent of a guest verse in the Clash's combat rock album song Ghetto Defendant, which he recites during the song. So we're going to play that, and then we're going to go into some rap with the radio edit
rap,
Eminem's Lose Yourself. So here right now is Ghetto Defendant by The Clash.
Starved in Metropolis. Hooked on Necropolis. Addict of Metropolis. Do the worm on Acropolis. Slam dance Cosmopolis. Enlighten the populace.
Not to gas, no button, Joe.
other poets was bounced out of the room.
Young not to ramble.
By the bodyguards of greed for disturbing the tomb.
1873.
His words like flamethrowers.
Paris Commune.
Burnt the ghettos in their chests. His face painted whiter than he was laid to rest.
Died in Marseille.
Ghetto defender.
Buried in Charleville.
It is Pharaoh in pity. Not tear gas, no baton throw. Stop you taking the city.
Shut up. Invasion, Death Squad, Salvador, Afghanistan, meditation, old Chinese flu, kick junk, what else can a poor worker do?
WMFO annual drive is in effect. We're looking to raise $5,000 to continue to keep your freeform station playing your favorite music. WMFO is a nonprofit station with staff, students, and community members who volunteer their time to bring you their favorite music and shows. We need your support to keep it all running, so donate now by logging on to donate.wmfo.org. That's donate.wmfo.org. Or mail a check payable to trustees of Tufts College. Send it to WMFO, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155. Thank you for your support from all of us here at your Freeform Station, 91.5 WMFO.
Opportunity to seize everything you ever wanted in one moment. Would you capture it? Just let it slip. Yo.
His palms are sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy. There's vomit on his sweater already. Mom's spaghetti, he's nervous, but on the surface he looks calm and ready to drop bombs. But he keeps on forgetting what he wrote down. The whole crowd goes so loud, he opens his mouth, but the words won't come out. He's choking how? Everybody's choking now. The clock's run out, time's up, over, plow. Snap back to reality, oh, there goes gravity. Oh, there goes rabbit, he choked. He's so mad, but he won't give up. Daddies, he know he won't have it, he knows. His whole back to these ropes, it don't matter, he's dope. He knows that, but he's broke. He's so stagnant, he knows when he goes back to this mobile home. When it's back to the lab again, yo, this old rhapsody better go capture this moment and hope it don't do it. Lose his mouth in the music the moment you own it. You better never let it go. You only get one shot, do not miss your chance to blow. This opportunity comes once in a lifetime. You better lose his mouth in the music the moment you own it. You better never let it go. You only get one shot, do not miss your chance to blow. This opportunity comes once in a lifetime. You better.
His soul's escaping this hole that is gaping. This world is mine for the taking. Make me king as we move toward a new world order. A normal life is boring, but superstardom's close to postmortem. It only grows harder, homie grows hotter. He blows, it's all over. These fools is all on him. Coast to coast shows, he's known as the Globetrotter. Lonely roads, God only knows he's grown farther from home. He's no father. He goes home and barely knows his own daughter. But hold your nose, cause here goes the cold water. These product. They moved on to the next mo who flows. He knows, dove, and sold nada. Sold
change what you call rage. Tear this motherfucking roof off like two dogs' cage. I was playing in the beginning, the mood all changed. I've been chewed up and spit out and booed off stage. But I kept rhyming and stepped right in the next cipher. Best believe somebody's paying the Pied Piper. All the pain inside amplified by the fact that I can't get by with my 9 to 5. And I can't provide the right type of life for my family. Cause man, these damn food stamps don't buy diapers. And it's no movie, there's no Mekhi Pfeiffer. This is my life and these times are so hard. And it's getting even harder trying to feed and water my seed. Plus, see the thought I caught up between being a father and a prima donna. Baby mama drama screaming on her too much for me to want to stay in one spot. Another damn monotony's gotten me to the point I'm like a snail. I've got to formulate a plot or end up in jail or shot. Success is my only motherfucking option. Failure's not. Mama love you, but this trail has got to go. I cannot grow old in Salem's lot. So here I go, it's my shot. Feet fail me not. This may be the only opportunity that I got. You better lose yourself in the music the moment you own it. You better never let it go. You only get one shot. Do not miss your chance to blow. This opportunity comes once in a lifetime. You better lose yourself in the music the moment you own it. You better never let it go. You only get one shot. Do not miss your chance to blow. This opportunity comes once in a lifetime.
That was Eminem's Lose Yourself off of his album, you know, Lose Yourself. More poems. Danny, you didn't write one, did you?
Mom Spaghetti. Lose yourself in your mom's spaghetti.
Ooh.
That's all.
That was very good.
That was all.
Okay.
I was inspired
so
by
mine Eminem. Is Shocker, another haiku.
Chris,
I hope you know what the theme is. Okay. So this is called, Gone But Not Forgotten. He left with a bang. He was more than a gorilla. He died for our sins.
Is it about Grape
Philando
Ape?
Castile.
What?
Is it about Grape Ape?
No, it's about Harambe.
Yeah, I guess.
You know, like left with a bang because
shot or something.
So and he died for our sins.
That's true.
And
that's
so
obviously
our,
about
and
Jesus.
So our world could be more pure. Than it was.
But he was reincarnated in the form of Ken Bone.
Yeah, that's true.
All right.
So mine have been very free verse throughout this day, and this kind of opens that up a little bit further, almost to an uncomfortable level. What are you doing, Chris?
Nothing.
This poem is called "Both Candidates Are Equally Horrible."
Oh my goodness.
This is one, over-politicized.
One is a racist, sexist, xenophobic, homophobic, sexual abuser with the temperament of a popcorn kernel.
Okay, you're just messing up.
But the other is boring. Seriously, folks, stop whining about the two-party system. One party elected a reality TV star and the other elected a woman who's been fighting injustice since she was 18. Grow up already. No one cares about your Facebook post.
Hello, Mike.
Bye-bye, Mike 4.
I came here to destroy emails and delete America.
Is my poem.
Oops, I got that wrong.
This is my poem, Bildungsroman. 19 years, one white boy raised in white places lives on
race
a hill.
Is a social construct.
Searching for, seeking out, looking to confront life. Trying to fit dreams, hopes, ambitions through the established system to secure his future, whatever it may be. And with that, that's all the time we have here on CCD with Charlie, Zach, Chris.
No, it's CDCD.
CDCD?
And
CDCD.
With Charlie, Danny, Chris, and Daisy, a.k.a. Zach. We'll be back next week with a thing of Zach's choice that
Correct.
Will not be the 2016 election.
If he's still
I mean, it potentially will be.
No, we're not going to do that.
Sure.
We're
we'll
not
going to
do that.
We're not going to do that. In the meantime,
no, it's fine.
We're
I
gonna,
hate all the music Clinton plays at her rallies.
In the meantime, we're going to send this off with some more rap. We're going to start out with Tupac with his song Dear Mama. And then we're going to go with some vintage Kanye from the album The College Dropout. It's Jesus Walks. But first, as I mentioned, here's Dear Mama by Tupac.
You all appreciate it. When I was young, me and my mama had beef, 17 years old, kicked
Though back at the time, I never thought I'd see a face. Ain't a woman alive that could take my mama's place. Suspended from school, I'm scared to go home. I was a fool with the big boys breaking all the rules. Shed tears with my baby sister. Over the years, we was poor than other little kids. And even though we had different daddies, the same drama. When things went wrong, we blamed mama. I reminisce on the stress I caused. It was hell, hugging on my mama from a jail cell. And who thinking elementary? Hey, I see the penitentiary one day. Running from the police, that's right. Mama catch me, put a whooping to my backside. And even as a crack fiend, mama, you always was a black queen, mama. I finally understand, for a woman it ain't easy trying to raise a man. You always was committed, a poor single mother on welfare. Tell me how you did it, there's no way I can pay you back. But the plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it.
Don't you know we love you, sweet
dear mama. You all appreciate it. Nobody tell us it was fair. No love for my daddy, cause the coward wasn't there. He passed away and I didn't cry, cause my anger wouldn't let me feel for a stranger. They say I'm wrong and I'm heartless, but all along I was looking for a father, he was gone. I hung around with the thugs, and even though they sold drugs, they showed a young brother love. I moved out, started really hanging. I needed money of my own, so I started slanging. I ain't guilty, cause even though I sell rocks, it feels good putting money in your mailbox. I love paying rent when the rent's due. I hope you got the diamond necklace that I sent to you. Cause when I was low, you was there for me. You never left me alone because you cared for me. And I can see you coming home after work late. You're in the kitchen trying to fix us a hot plate. Just working with the scraps you was given. And mama made miracles every Thanksgiving. But now the road got rough, you're alone. You're trying to raise two bad kids on your own. And there's no way I can pay you back. But my plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it.
Don't you know we love you, sweet.
And dear mama,
please, no one above you, sweet.
You all appreciate it. Pour out some liquor and I reminisce, cause through the drama I can always depend on my mama. And when it seems that I'm hopeless, you say the words that can get me back in focus. When I was sick as a little kid, to keep me happy there's no limit to the things you did. And all my childhood memories are full of all the sweet things you did for me. And even though I act crazy, I gotta thank the Lord that you made me. There are no words that can express how I feel. You never kept a secret, always stayed real. And I appreciate how you raised me and all the extra love that you gave me. I wish I could take the pain away. If you can make it through the night, there's a brighter day. Everything will be alright if you hold on. It's a struggle every day, gotta roll on. There's no way I can pay you back, but my plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it.
Don't you know we love you, sweet
dear
lady.
Mama,
place no one above you, sweet.
You all appreciate it.
Don't you know we love you, sweet
and dear mama.
We at war. We at war with terrorism, racism, but most of all, we at war with ourselves. God, show me the way because the devil's trying to break me down. You know what the Midwest
thirsty is young and restless. Well, restless might snatch your necklace. And next these might jack your Lexus. Somebody tell these who Kanye West is. I walk through the valley of the shadow where death is. Top floor, the view alone will leave you breathless. Try to catch it, it's kinda hard getting choked by the Texas. Yeah, yeah, and I check the method. They be asking us questions, harassing, arrest us, saying we eat pieces of like you for breakfast, huh? Y'all eat pieces of what's the basis? We ain't going nowhere but got suits and cases. A trunk full of coke, rental car from Avis. My mama used to say only Jesus could save us. Well, mama, I know I act the fool, but I'll be gone to November, I got packs to move. I hope God show me the way, because the devil's trying to break me down. The only thing that I pray is that my feet don't fail me now. And I don't think there's nothing I could do now to right my wrongs. I want to talk to God, but I'm afraid, because we ain't spoken so long. God show me the way, because the devil's trying to break me down. The only thing that I pray is that my feet don't fail me now. And I don't think there's nothing I could do now to right my wrongs. I want to talk to God, but I'm afraid, because we ain't spoken so long. To the hustlers, killers, murderers, drug dealers, even the scribbles.
Jesus was with them.